Welcome to day six of the 10-day Money Matrix Magic Marathon. Yesterday we were clearing ancestral and family traumas and memories, and it was, I found, a very rich session in terms of discoveries for people, including around people who didn't know who their family, what their family history really was because of adoption and the beliefs that came out of that. We also had Susan Turnbull, who gave a really excellent call on around beliefs and your story that you have. And she has an amazing assessment, which is 500 questions, which is very comprehensive at getting at all your different beliefs about life. And really it's through uncovering your beliefs that you can actually clear them. So, and she also had some, she does a fascinating system as well, combined with the beliefs, which she explains a little bit, which is called Human Design, and shows the interrelationship between beliefs and your design. So it's based on also the day you were born, and they do a chart for you. I don't know the whole system, and she didn't explain it all, but she was able to give some fascinating links between beliefs and your design. So now, what are we going to be doing? Oh, we also had the positive habit of watching your language and seeing how you, just being very aware of how you language things and talk about yourself. Do you talk about yourself to yourself kindly? Do you talk about to others about yourself kindly? Are you how do you talk about others? Because whenever we actually criticize others or judge them, it actually comes back to us. It's not a great vibration to be in, and it doesn't help us. And usually the judgment comes out of something that we ourselves feel not so good about. So, and then there's the also a looking at whenever you say, I should do something, whenever you say, I'll try, because those are things where the try is you're really not committing to it at all. And the should is where there's something saying that you must do it, but it's not coming out of a real wish or desire of yourself, but some injunction that you have in yourself that you have to do it, and there's some belief attached to it. So there's many other language things. I'm not going to talk about it too much today, and because I'd like to get into the habit, and I'm going to talk very briefly about this, and then we're going to focus on clearing, is just of having daily energy practices, daily ways to clear yourself energetically on a daily basis, so that what's coming in that's not good gets cleared, and also that there's always, even though you feel just, maybe pretty good, that you could feel better. And the energy practices can be very simple. You can just do EFT tapping, a couple of rounds every day. You could do the healing codes, or even quicker is the WE technique, where you just tap. You can tap your feet alternatively, or you can tap on your eyebrows and just say, I've got one that I'm just going to do with you, because I couldn't think of anything particular to clear this morning, so I just did this little one. And so you can tap along with me while we do that, before we do the clearing. So even though I feel pretty good this morning, I deeply love and accept myself, and I'm open to feeling even better. Even though I feel pretty good this morning, I'm open to feeling even better. Even though I'm feeling pretty good this morning, I'm open to feeling totally magnificent and wonderful at a level that I can't even imagine. Even though I'm feeling pretty good this morning, I'm sure there's ways that I could feel even better, and I can release some more. Even though I'm feeling pretty good this morning, I could feel even better. Okay, so, or whatever, you know, be creative about your clearing. There's all these formulas of how to clear yourself and, you know, what words to say.
Ooh.
And some of them are really great. In fact, most of them are really great, but it's always good to just leave yourself open to being creative yourself and something new comes out. And that's good, too. So don't get too stuck on, you know, the words. As you can see, I'm not very stuck on what I do. All sorts of weird things come out, and some of it's really good. Some of it, I don't know, maybe it's not so good, but it's having that freedom to play. And, yes, that having been said and having done that, I'm feeling better. And let me see, even better than I was, and I was feeling good. And I think there's some, most of us have probably a set point around how happy we feel or what we know as happiness. There's probably even greater levels. And, in fact, I mean, when I'm thinking about it myself, in some ways, I may dampen my. I may dampen my happiness because it's so bloody exciting. I mean, sometimes when I get really, really happy, I don't even know how to contain it. It's like too much. It's too exciting. It's too, yeah. So that's interesting. That's something I need to look into more. But you might look into it too. So it's a good problem. It's a good challenge. So that one. So what I do want to focus on today is clearing fears of being seen and visible. And I want to there's two angles to it. One of the angles is that we're afraid of being seen, of getting out there more, let's say, with our business or with our storytelling or our performing or our art or whatever it is, our particular thing. And or our you know, the cause that we want to that is our own and that where we want to make changes, let's say, in the world, whether it be around eco issues or issues around women, all those sort of things. We're afraid to get out there and to be visible. And one of the fears that one of the reasons why you might be afraid is because being visible is seen as dangerous. And this can take a number of ways. It could be that you see, let's say you're involved in a cause where you're a political cause where you are challenging the status quo. Well, you've seen that many times people who have been political activists have been in danger, and so you see that so that you're hesitant to really go forward because you see that danger. So that's one thing. There's another thing where, performing, if you're an artist, that's kind of scary. And I mean, there's, you may forget your lines, you may, you know, publicly embarrass yourself in front of a lot of people or even a few people that you esteem. And there's always that risk. So for anybody who is an artist, that definitely is a huge risk, is that you're getting out there, you're being vulnerable, you're performing and in front of, you know, people who are going to judge you in some way or may judge you. Maybe not all of them will, but most likely. And you're afraid of being judged as less than or that you won't give the type of performance you really think you're capable of. And also, we're not willing to get out there and be visible and, which is part of it, and fail. And to tell you the truth, there are going to be a lot of times when you do fail. If you're doing public speaking, there are going to be a lot of times where you're not quite on, especially when you're starting. And that's being vulnerable. That's being not perfect. And that's scary for a lot of us. Now, there's also the thing about what if I get out and show myself and people see I'm a fraud, you know, like what if I get out and do the thing I really love and find most precious and people just don't, you know, it's, there's nothing there. You know, it's just a figment of my imagination that I'm good at it, or that that's my particular skill, or any other number of reasons why you may think you're, you know, you're not good enough, or you're a fraud for going out and, yeah, and being visible in that way, that you're somehow, you're not quite perfect enough to show your gifts. So that's another thing. And then there's, and I mean, linked to this, or no, maybe, which is a little bit different actually, is that we're afraid of showing how, you know, afraid of showing our gifts, afraid of showing our magnificence, because we somehow in our past we've been told that that's not right. That well, I know in the British, and I've been thinking about this in my British background from my mother's side. It's like anybody gives you a compliment, you say, "Oh no, no, no!" You know, you're trying to be like you're taught to be humble, and the way of being humble is to deny appreciation, sort of put yourself down mildly. Or not so mildly, and that's not a good thing. And in fact, in Nan's class on happiness, she said how important it is to be able to accept compliments and to, to accept when somebody says really, really good things about yourself, and to really take it in. And yet, for some of us, our culture and our family backgrounds is that it's not good. It's bad to accept praise, and that you should deny it. And there's probably many other aspects. I'm just going to search for a little bit more in my memory. But yeah, is it yes? Would you, if you were truly who you are in all your talents, would that be dangerous in the sense that you would feel that other people would be jealous of you? And that means taking away of what you associate, taking away of love. So that's another reason why we wouldn't want to be fully ourselves, is because maybe in our family there was a lot of jealousy. I mean, I think of my family, and there was that. And somehow for me to come into my full power would be, I know that there would be some mixed feelings in my family, and so I have mixed feelings within myself there. There's probably, there's a whole load of reasons why you could be afraid of being who you really are and being seen for who you really are. So what I wanted to do right now is open up the call, because we've been talking about possibilities of the ways you may be feeling afraid of being visible, and I would love to hear from people on the call, and I'm just going to take it off mute so you can actually say something, and can somebody just say hi or something so I know that you can be heard?
Hi.
Great, thank you. And so, would anybody like to elaborate on what they think are some of their issues about being seen?
It's Katrina. Hi. I could, you know, basically resonate with everything you said. And I think the biggest piece for me that's the most terrifying is the jealousy factor.
Ooh.
Or envy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Well, because thank you, Katrina. That's very helpful to know, and I think that, I think I'm going to be clearing some stuff in this one too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and anything else, Katrina, or I'll take somebody else.
No, go ahead.
Thank you. Anybody else want to say something there? I'll wait one more moment and just see. About why you feel maybe you don't want to be out there showing who you really are. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take some of the issues and just clear them and see what's in the room, and also be clearing for the people who aren't able to make it on the call. So let me go into it. Katrina, any other words that you would say related to this? Any experience
it's, well,
in the
also,
past?
It's also like, you know, what comes up for me is like somebody stealing. You can't shine too much because somebody will come around and steal your thunder, you know, and take all the credit or something along those lines.
Oh, that's interesting. And is there any time in the past, and even when you're, actually if you can even go back to when you were a little child, where people did steal the thunder?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So if you just want to focus on that, and along with the, you know, the later incidents, but, you know, and this is for also for the other people on the call. If there's something that just comes to you around childhood that involves this issue, or the issue of not being visible, not being seen, just use this clearing to focus on those things that come up. And just a further thing is that in our culture, in general, and I know this is the case definitely in my family, because it's a patriarchal culture, women are often not really seen for all their abilities and their worth. They're seen as, they have been, as we talked about recently in the call yesterday, Mary Aline talked about how, you know, women weren't persons when her mother grew up. And so they weren't even considered as persons in Canada and, you know, across the world. It's only been, you know, in the last century or so that women have gradually got their rights. So, and, you know, there's still a lot there as far as, you know, being able to fully come into our power, because it's literally been centuries and centuries that we've been not had power, and that the patriarchy, thousands and thousands of years where the patriarchy has been there. And for most cultures, although there are some cultures in this world that have stayed, have not been patriarchal. So what I want to do now is just go into this clearing, and we'll see what comes out. Even though I feel afraid of being seen, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel afraid of being seen, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I am afraid of being seen, I deeply love and accept myself. What would happen if I was seen? What would happen if I truly came into my power? Who would I be? Who would I be? Who would I be if I wasn't afraid? Who would I be if the words didn't stick in my throat? Who would I be if I had been supported all my life in being who I am? Who would I be if I had been safe all my life in being who I truly was? Who would I be if I hadn't had sisters and brothers who were jealous of me, who, even though they were talented, couldn't acknowledge my talent? Who would I be if I had been from the very beginning nurtured in my talents and abilities? Who would I be? Who would I be? Who would I be be instead of do. I'm doing so many things to prove myself instead of being who I am. Instead of being who I am. Okay, that's the first round. And I think I'm going to go right away into a second round and then, you know, take some input after that. Somehow it just feels like I'm supposed to go again. Even though I'm really scared of being who I am, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel really scared of expressing who I am, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel really scared of expressing on the public stage who I am, I deeply love and accept myself. I don't know. It's scary. It's scary. I could get shot down. I could get shot down physically, emotionally, in every way. If I stand out there with my magnificence, if I stand out there in my full voice, not the trembly little insecure voice, but if I stand out there in my power, am I going to be able to stand? Am I going to be left to stand? Or am I going to be shredded to pieces? Shredded to pieces, shredded to pieces. I'm afraid of risking that. I'm afraid of the oranges and tomatoes thrown at me. I'm afraid of being there in my full presence. My full presence, giving my presence to the world. And doesn't the world need more of that? Doesn't the world need me now? Doesn't the world so much need me now? Why is it so important that I go out now, that I get out of my way now? Why is it so important now? Why have all these years of preparation prepared me now to be safe now, to be safe now, and to be able to show my true essence? Why is it now? Why is it now? Why is it now? N-O-W, now. Not the future, not tomorrow, not any other day, but now. Now. N-O-W, now. N-O-W, now. N-O-W, now. The planet is calling for me. It's not a question of individual ego. It's not a question of my ego. It's a question of my soul. Am I going to let my soul soar? Because my soul needs to soar now, needs recognition, needs visibility to fulfill my calling. I'm fulfilling my calling by getting out there. I'm fulfilling my calling by getting out there, out there, out there. Okay, so I'm going to see if we've got somebody who will say something about what's going on for them. Yeah, anybody like to say something? Katrina, can I call on you for a moment?
Yeah, I was just going to open my mouth. You know, it's funny. Even after two rounds, I feel more resistant.
You feel more resistance, mm-hmm, as I'm doing the rounds. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's good because, mm-hmm, it means there's more stuff to clear.
Right.
Doesn't feel so good. So tell me about the resistance, and this will help the whole group clear it too.
I just, like, I feel sick to my stomach. I feel nauseous.
Oh, dear. Okay, I'm sorry about that. So tell me more about that.
No, you know, I don't know if it's just sort of the way I woke up this morning and, you know, I feel a little... I could really see is that it is now. Like it is, it really is now. And then the behind that is, but how?
Yeah. Yeah. And for you, it may be sleeping for 7 days. because, yeah, sometimes it seems what we're doing, like getting out there and sleeping for 7 days, might seem contradictory, but it might be just what you need to get out there. It's actually, yeah, we'll just keep clearing. And I'd like to see, anybody else want to add something right now, or I'll go into the next round?
Go ahead.
Yes, here.
I was going to say something, but this is Maureen. I don't want to interrupt somebody else.
I don't think you're interrupting anybody else, so go ahead.
Okay, I too feel resistance. And I'm curious about the sleeping thing, because since we started this, I feel like I can't wait for bedtime to come every day. And I don't sleep to avoid. I mean, if anything, I'm short on sleeping, and it feels like I feel the resistance in my head. Like, why should I believe you?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not. I'm not saying that. It's just popping up. Like it's a child feeling.
Right. And why should you believe this? So thank you for bringing that up. And like with the sleeping, it can have, there's a couple of things. One, when you're doing deep energy work, you do need to sleep more to integrate it, because it's a lot of unconscious stuff. So I remember I used to work with a shaman in Quebec, and she used to do really deep work, and I would sleep like crazy, you know, because we would go out to the country and we'd be doing these sessions, which would be clearing stuff, and at the same time that I would, in between the sessions, I would be going to my room and sleeping long hours, and I just... Yeah, so it was. I came to see it as part of the process for me. There also is, I mean, for me, I've had also the times when I would be in resistance and sleep, and there's you kind of know the different quality there. But both of those to be aware of. You know, so thank you for raising that, and also for the why should I believe? And can you tell me a little bit more? Is it why should I believe I can clear this? Why should I believe Katie? What are the why should I believe involving here?
It's like it hasn't been personally. Professionally it's safe, but personally it's not. So yeah, I don't feel like I even have words in there.
Okay.
It's coming. It's like if I'm working really hard, I can be in public. But if I'm just being a person, it's clearly deep patterning.
So it's like being a person where you're not working and you're just fooling around or having fun, or you're not. That's not.
Well, it's like connected to, I'm sorry, I can't remember who said it the other day, but about not relaxing in their living room.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, something
right
in there.
So it's, you can't be visible relaxing.
Right.
Not working. And is there anything else there that you can see? Like it's not right. It's not right to let oneself relax or to let one's hair down.
It's crazy because as I'm saying that doesn't represent me. But these things are in there.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. So the. It's like somebody to observe me. I mean, it's like it's something in there about who I am from the inside, connected to letting somebody see what it might look like. It's this.
Right. So it's the kind of the work persona, or that part is fine. You can go really far with that, but it's the more personal aspects of yourself.
Okay, I just found something. I'm sorry if I'm socially awkward when I'm feeling these things, but
this is great, Maureen, really great, because it takes a while to kind of dig in and find out what's there. So please go ahead.
So it's connected to, or I'm having a connection of being just in first grade, and we get all the workbooks, and I go and finish all the workbooks, and then I like hide that I'm reading some novel under my desk because it's like all my work is done, but I couldn't just go sit in the play area.
Right.
I have to still sit upright at my desk, and nobody can notice that I'm done.
Yeah.
And I remember getting in trouble for that. You
okay.
know, like, and like I said, well, put me someplace else. Give me something else. And that I got in trouble for going too fast.
Right. And you weren't allowed to reward yourself.
Ah. I missed that.
Well, you know, it could be an incentive not to go fast anymore, because there you are and you have some time, but you get in trouble if you use it in a different way.
That's an angle I missed, right? So I'm like sneaking rewards that nobody will notice.
Right. So what if you were to really like publicly come out that you're, you're actually having fun in private?
And then there's another angle with this, is this family judgment.
Yeah.
That people that aren't busy aren't very smart. They don't have a lot going on, kind of thing.
Okay.
That's not mine, but that's my conditioning.
Okay. So I'm sure that's in there in the unconscious, even if you don't consciously believe that. And it's, we know in the conscious realm some of these beliefs are silly, but even though our family were totally believe them, and yet, you know, because it's still in the unconscious and hasn't maybe totally seen the light of day, then it keeps running our lives. So that's okay. So good insights here. So we'll be working. You know, you put them in the pot, and in the clearing, we'll be looking at that and the other things. So anything else anybody else wants to say?
Hi, it's Mary Aline.
Hi, Mary Aline.
Hi.
Did you get chucked off the call for a minute?
Yeah, somehow Skype disconnected and it wouldn't reconnect, so I'm on the phone now.
Oh, that's irritating. Yeah.
Happened to me, too.
Oh.
That's happened twice to me on this call so far.
Oh.
And it's
Did you get back
Skype
on
thing.
Skype?
Well, I use Skype. Well, I dialed the phone number, right, because the Skype number kept saying it was busy.
Yeah. So, well, that's good to know. And, you know, in the future I may go to another service although I found a lot of the teleconference services, the Skype isn't up to the level that one would want it yet. I don't know why it is. I mean, I know with Skype I sometimes get disconnected because of my like the internet gets interrupted on my end, but I suspect it's also in terms of the teleconference service. So, anyway, Mary Aline, anything
yes.
come up around this whole thing of being visible?
Thank you, Maureen, for picking up. It was me that said I couldn't relax in my own living room, and I'm glad you picked that up because... You verbalized quite a bit about that I connected to, and not feeling I can be seen relaxing or having fun. Wow, yeah, that was powerful because I've just been feeling in that state myself of bemoaning the fact that I can't seem to have fun. And then I feel that I have to put pressure on myself to show that I'm having fun when really I'm just need to be in another space. And also, Katrina, the sleeping, and Maureen, you mentioned it, I've been really feeling dozy and in this deep, deep down inner space for the last few days, and I didn't really connect it with the Money Matrix course, but I see now that that could be taking me, you know, into these deeper places, and as you were saying, Katie, clearing energy. I remind myself that I want to drink more water. I think I'll go to the tap right now. I'm walking around.
Yeah.
But what I wanted to say first, before I heard Katrina's comments and Jane's, was that I felt a release of some fear when you were doing the clearing, fear around performing.
Mm.
And I was connecting to some of the experiences I have had where I felt good telling a story and being in front of an appreciative audience. So I feel that clearing helped to strengthen that part of me, and that the planet needs me to be myself, my best self, and
yes.
and tell stories if that's where I have a gift. So I feel very encouraged to and strengthened to move forward along that path. Because I do have fears around it, there's no question.
Of course, and
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
As they come up, you can clear them.
Mm.
So that's wonderful, Mary Elaine. And, got a lot of, I hope it's not coming on the line. I told them to keep quiet around here because there's a lot of construction, but every once in a while they forget.
Yeah.
So anyway, what I'm going to do some clearing on what's just come up. And Mary Elaine, did you have any last word before I go into that?
Well, this is very personal, and it's about my sexuality and how I get really anxious when I feel like my libido drops.
Mm.
And I really feel like that's the essence of a not fun person for me. and then if I get anxious about that, it just makes it worse, of course.
Right, of course.
So anyway, there, I put that out there.
Okay, well, thank you. We'll see how it all comes, into the clearing. And you
was
just
that a
put
pun?
It there, too. Pardon?
Was that a pun about coming?
I just realized it was, but it wasn't intended. Oh, gosh, we could get very raunchy in this next clearing.
Uh-oh. You go, Katie, you go.
I have no idea what's going to come out now. Okay, well, I'm going to put it on lecture mode for a moment, and we'll do the clearing here. And we've really gone the range here, so I just don't even know how to start. But, okay. Even though I feel I can't relax and I can't really have fun in public, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I have this thing that being out in public has nothing to do with fun and being myself, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I'm feeling I can't be visible in all the ways I feel and do, I deeply love and accept myself. How can I be seen? How can I be seen? I mean, they might see me not working. not working. I mean, I'm supposed to work at everything. And you know what? When I'm doing the stuff I really love, it doesn't feel like work. It doesn't feel like work. Oh boy, I better make it look like work. I better make it look as hard as possible. As hard as possible. It's got to be hard, 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 hard work. It can't come to me easily. It can't come to me easily. It can't come to me easily. What if I can just relax? What if I can have fun? What if I can be seen reading books? What if I can read as many books as I feel like? What if I can read as many books as I feel like? And I love reading. I love reading. So what the hell? Why don't I read what I want to read? And it doesn't have to be high literature. It doesn't have to be what other people think I should read. Or it could be high literature. It could be anything. But I just want to read. I want to read. I want to read. I want to read. And I want to sleep. I want to sleep in public. I want to sleep in public. I want my sleeping to be able to be public. Like Sleeping Beauty. Like Sleeping Beauty. I don't have to hide that I'm sleeping. I don't have to hide that I'm napping. I don't have to hide that I'm relaxing. I can be visible in all that I'm doing. Of course I have a private life. Of course I'm not putting it all out on the internet. I'm not a reality TV show. I'm not a reality TV show. But maybe I can learn a little from the reality TV shows, even though I really kind of hate them. Maybe I can learn a little bit from them. Maybe I can learn a little bit from them. I don't know what, I don't know what, I don't know what, I don't know what to believe. I don't know what to believe anymore. I don't know what to believe is good or bad or whatever. All I know is this pit in my stomach, this pit in my stomach, the fact that it makes me sick. I feel sick when I know I'm supposed to come out and perform, that I'm supposed to come out and do my thing, that I'm supposed to come out and read in public. I'm going to read in public. I'm going to sit on a park bench with one of the books that my teacher forbade me to read. Ridiculed me. I'm not going to be busy all the time like my parents were and told me to. I'm not going to be busy, 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 busy bee. I'm not going to be busy bee. I'm going to be me bee. Me bee, me being, me being. Me sleeping, me eating, me doing me things. Me sleeping, me eating, me doing me things. Okay, so I'm going to take a little bit of feedback, and then we're going to go right into the healing codes. So let me see. I should take you off mute so that you can actually say something. One moment. It's coming. Yeah, there we go. So any comments, anything that's come up before we do the final clearing with the healing codes?
Yes, this is Maureen.
Yeah.
I felt deep resistance, and I could feel this just bouncing at what you were saying. Oh, this is ridiculous. I don't feel these things. And then it seemed like it just kept hitting, and then it softened.
Okay. Good. And, you know, maybe with the healing codes, that'll soften a little bit more. And if you just go through the day, from time to time saying, even though I don't believe, okay, sorry, I'm going to get into the foul language a little bit. Even though I don't believe any of this crap, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I don't believe, it doesn't matter, and I don't And I deeply love and accept myself. And the great creative force, which I don't even believe in sometimes, also accepts me. And I don't believe any of this crap. I'm going to keep on not believing. I'm not going to believe this at all. It's all just BS. It's all just BS. I'm not going to believe it at all. I'm not going to believe it at all. I'm not going to believe it at all. You know, anything like that. Actually, go with the resistance. It, you know, like sometimes it's good just to voice all the resistance. And you know, while you can just tap yourself, you know, either EFT or whatever other way you want to do it, you know, like with the Wii technique. But voice your, don't resist your how would you say it? Avoid resisting your resistance. Go into your resistance as much as possible. And, you know, if it, I mean, who knows, the healing codes might do it for you right now. But that's also another thing that people can use on their daily clearing. If they're feeling like, oh, I don't really feel like doing that work, then just go into that feeling and resist as much as possible. See where it goes rather than resisting the resistance. So, anything else? Thank you, Maureen. Anything further from either Maureen or anybody else on the call?
I just have a last blip on, it's like the resistance seemed to grow to an absurd proportion, and it just made me giggle.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
That's good. And I mean, sometimes, like, for example, if you resist crying, because you're so sad and you resist it, then sometimes it's better just to cry and cry and cry, and then actually the joy comes. Because it's like when you let an emotion go out of your body rather than keeping it trapped in, it just it leaves, and something else comes in. And so, yeah. Thank you, Maureen. Anybody else want to say something before we do the healing codes now?
Yes, it's Mary Elaine here. Thank you for pointing out, Katie, just as you just did now, about going with the resistance and just letting it be and recognizing it and being okay with it, and also the crying and being okay with that and letting that energy move out and be replaced by something else. That's great to have that validation for that instead of resisting. And the other thing I noticed was that I had this sense of, I wanted to laugh, and I had a sense of joy when you brought up the image of sitting on a park bench reading,
right?
Like right out in full view, doing the thing that you want to do the most. And for me, that would be storytelling. Mm. I wouldn't sit on a park bench exactly to do the storytelling, but I suppose I could and talk to the pigeons. That would be sort of fun.
Or prepare and rehearse on a carpet.
Yeah. And again, I felt this this strengthening of being. I know what it was. There was the idea that storytelling, which is my passion, it needs to be fun, and the idea that it can be fun rather than just a whole lot more work that I'm getting myself into is brilliant. Mm. Maybe I resist the fact that it's just fun telling stories.
Yeah.
And I have to make it into work in order for the story to be good enough, because behind that it's, am I good enough?
Yeah.
So making, exploring the fun of it is just a brilliant way of flipping the whole thing around and getting
thank you, Mary Elaine, away from the work. Yeah, really letting go of that work ethic that we've got so so pounded into us. I mean, there's just such a dichotomy that we've erected sometimes around between fun and work, and it's a big cultural things that we're getting out of. So thank you for that. And just around, I mean, I think this time which I most realize that letting one's emotion, because I always held back my emotions in many ways, although I'm a very emotional person, so people may not have seen that, but I did my best. And what I found in a particular time when I had lost my partner, and I actually just let myself feel all the emotions. And what I was amazed at was that even though probably the worst thing had happened to me, you know, I'd seen my, you know, my life partner murdered in front of me, I was not depressed, which I'd been a lot of my life, because I was letting my emotions out. And I would sort of alternate between, you know, crying and, you know, the shock of the whole thing and all that, you know, there were a huge number of emotions that were processed in the months and the year, you know, even in the years afterwards. But the depression wasn't there because I let my emotions ride their course. And that was a huge learning for me, that holding in one's emotions or not facing it, not letting them happen, you know, whether it be resistance, crying, anger, trying to hold those down actually traps it longer in the body and leads, and I think is one of the huge reasons around depression. So just to add that, because for me it was a big learning. Anything else like that anybody would like to say? Katrina, is there anything else that you you want to add? How's your stomach doing? Worse or better?
No, it's actually better.
Oh, good.
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to go, we'll do the healing codes, and you can just put whatever you want into that, you know, your particular issues, and I'll cover a little bit of them in the prayer. And and having the truth focus is that I'm able to relax and be myself in the world could be one. I can relax and be visible. I can play and be visible. I can do my great work and be visible. Whatever feels like the best for you, and because I think it's going to be different with each person. I can sleep and be visible. Yes. I pray requests that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, and destructive cellular memories, and all resulting physical issues related to visibility and me being seen, both in my work and my play, be found, opened, and healed, filling me with the love, life, and light of the great creative force. I also ask that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. And we're going to now go into using the healing codes. So you want to be cupping your cupping your hands and pointing the energy first towards the spot in between the eyebrows and pointing the energy there. You're about 2 inches away from the skin with both your hands. Letting all those old things about how you can't relax and have fun, or even all the ways that you've said you have to have fun. You have to be on all the time. You have to have fun the way other people say you should have fun. Let those all go. That we're letting go of all the injunctions about what you've heard at school or at home about how you should be busy instead of being. That you have to be working, and working in a way that doesn't have pleasure. Just work, work, work. Make it look like work. Even pleasure has to look and feel like work. You have to work at your joy. Okay, just letting that go and being free to be yourself. Your little old self, your sweet old self, your very big, magnificent self, all of those. So pointing the, and now coming down to the throat and pointing the energy at the throat area. The area of expression. Being able to express your truth. Your truth, which is different than anybody else's truth. Because it's your truth. Who you are. Not a truth which involves judgment. It's just being who you are. Expressing your needs. And fulfilling other people's needs in a way that's true to you. And then going to the side of the jaws. One hand pointing to one side and the other one pointing to the other. Yeah, hinge of the jaw, pointing the energy flowing through the tips of the hand and towards the edge of the jaw. And letting go of all those things you've had pent up, the anger, the resistance, resisting the resistance. Just letting go of all those ways you've tried to control how you feel and what you do. The please. Letting go of the pleaser. That I gotta please everybody else before myself. I got to please or else I'm dangerous. Letting go of those. And then up to the side of the temple, pointing the energy towards each side of the temple. Taking care of your body and soul. Taking care of your body and soul. Being in full magnificence and full abundance. And it's ebb and flow. And it's ebb and flow. Okay, coming again into the position which is focused on the area in between the eyebrows. Wouldn't it be fun to be truly one's own self? Wouldn't it be fun? How fun is it to be, to just be? How relaxing it is to just be in everything, in work, in play, in one's own home. How relaxing it is. And wouldn't other people love to see that? Not everybody, but wouldn't some people just love to see how you are loving your life, how you are loving your work, how you are loving whatever is fun for you and showing it? Wouldn't some people love you coming out of hiding? And wouldn't it help them to come out of hiding too? down to the throat. Wouldn't you, letting go of your jealousy and fear, allow others to come into their own? Wouldn't you, allowing your fear of jealousy to slide away, wouldn't that allow other people to do the same? Isn't it time as a human race that we let go of this jealousy and came into our own magnificence? Isn't it time? Isn't it time? Isn't it time? Okay, the sides of the jaw. Isn't it time I came out of my hiding? Isn't it time I came out of hiding? And have fun, and have fun, and sleep, and work, and sleep, and sleep. I can be anything I want. I can be anything I want, deeply want, deeply want. Okay, to the side of the temples. I am, I am, I am, I am, I am, I simply am. Nobody can take away from I am, I am, I am. Okay, now putting your hands gently on top of your crown and just leaving them there for a few moments until you feel the urge just to let them fall down to your side and come back into the room. And look around you and let your eyes rest on a spot which is beautiful to you. Some precious thing that you earn, that you own and that you earned. That was an interesting slip. Maybe just outside. If you can see outside a window, if there's sun there, or if there's something like a tree that you want to look at, just look and feast your eyes. And I'm going to open up just once more before the end and see if there's anything else that people want to add. Though they may be in a deep sleep by now. Here we go, and we can just say goodbye. But let's see if anybody wants to add something here. And the mute is now off. Is anybody, would anybody like to share anything that came up, or are you so deeply relaxed that you just want to be there? Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm not hearing any voices piping up. So maybe we'll all just say goodbye for today. And thank you, everybody who's been able to participate live on the call, and to all of those of you who, because of work or different things, can't be on this live call, you too can benefit from all this energy and clearing. And we're always happy to hear you on the Facebook page if you have questions or things that you want to have taken up in the clearing. Thank you, everybody, and
thank you.
Bye.
Thank you,
thank
Katie.
Thank you. Thank you, Maureen and Katrina and Katie. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.